It's 8 o'clock. Good morning again. On Wednesday, the 1st of April, this is Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 with Brian Dobson and Gavin Jennings. The news is read by Brian Jennings.
The number of people with coronavirus who have died in the Republic and in Northern Ireland has risen to 99. There are now 3,821 confirmed cases on the island of Ireland. The Public Health Agency in Northern Ireland said that six more people with COVID-19 had died, bringing the total to 28. 53 new cases were confirmed. Yesterday, 17 more people with the infection died in the Republic, bringing the number of deaths to 71. It was the highest daily increase so far. A further 325 cases were identified. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, said that the average number of contacts of confirmed cases of the virus had reduced from 5 to around 3, which was a significant continuing improvement. Over 30,200 tests have been performed, but the HSE has acknowledged long delays for some people, with test result times of up to 10 days. The test delays have been due to a shortage of test kits and reagents for laboratories, as well as a focus on priority testing for health staff. All test centres have reopened, and the HSE believes test delays will ease. Separately, the National Public Health Emergency Team is advising that in certain cases, health staff consider not sharing accommodation to reduce the risk of spread of the virus. In such cases, they would be offered alternative accommodation by the state.
In an interview with RTE last night, the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, sympathise with the families whose relatives had succumbed to the virus.
Our thoughts and prayers are with all of the families affected, and really I think this drives home the message as to why we must do absolutely everything we possibly can on an individual level, as families, and indeed as a state, to make sure we slow down the spread of this virus. And the people are making progress in helping to slow that down, but we have to keep at it.
Gardaí say that in spite of the current restructuring, with more officers on the streets, victims of domestic violence and coercive control will continue to receive the highest priority for service. They also say they will be contacting previous victims of domestic abuse to ensure they are safe. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
The Gardaí say they recognise the increase in anxiety and fear felt by victims of domestic violence and coercive control because of the COVID-19 restrictions which require people to remain in their homes. Today they launched an initiative to reassure victims. They say officers from the Garda Victims Service nationwide will contact previous victims to ensure that they and their families are safe. The head of the Garda's Protective Services Bureau says that even though there are more Gardaí on the streets on other duties, the COVID-19 outbreak has not diminished its service. Chief Superintendent Declan Daly says the Garda has a pro-arrest intervention policy in these cases and has urged people experiencing such abuse to contact them immediately. Reported incidents of domestic violence have increased by 16% in the past year, but the Gardaí say that they have not recorded a significant increase since the introduction of the coronavirus public health measures.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned that the coronavirus pandemic could trigger conflicts around the world. Describing the virus as the worst global crisis since the Second World War, Mr. Guterres said it represented a threat to everybody in the world. He added that its economic impact would bring a recession that had no parallel in the recent past. Mr. Guterres also said that poorer countries needed immediate assistance if the coronavirus is to be defeated.
It is essential that developed countries immediately assist those less developed to bolster their health systems and their response capacity to stop transmission. Otherwise, we face the nightmare of the disease spreading like wildfire in the global south, with millions of deaths and the prospect of the disease re-emerging where it was previously suppressed.
Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil negotiating teams are expected to meet again today to discuss policies for a possible programme for government. The parties are seeking to agree a document that would pave the way for detailed discussions with other smaller parties and independents, which would be needed to form a government with a stable working majority. Our political correspondent Micheál Lann.
These talks between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are described as making steady progress, but it seems they may have some distance left to run before they reach the finish line. There is ongoing contact between the parties, but much of that centres exclusively on the COVID-19 crisis. The indications right now suggest that forming a government in the midst of this traumatic period could take several more weeks. Even if an agreement is reached between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, then at least one other party and a number of independent TDs would have to support it. For that reason, many will be watching the outcome of the Labour Party leadership contest, which will be announced on Friday afternoon. Already some independent TDs have submitted detailed policy documents to both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
The body of a woman in her 50s was found yesterday in a house in Killiney in County Dublin in what Gardaí are describing as unexplained circumstances. The house is located in Ballure off Church Road. Gardaí say the course of their investigation will be determined by a post-mortem examination that's due to take place today. Now the time is coming up to 7 minutes past 8.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks, proudly powering Irish homes, farms and businesses. ESB Networks, serving all electricity customers. See esbnetworks.ie.
It'll be generally dry today with bright spells. There'll be scattered light showers, most of which will be in the northern half of the country. Patchy rain and drizzle will develop on north and northwest coasts this evening. Highest temperatures will range from 8 to 11 degrees.